And it's all about that faith and confession. You know, God has given us the game-changing abilities. You know, he's changed the game through what he's accomplished through Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. And so you know, the rules have changed. You know, different kingdom, different rules. And so we rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ through what he done, what he accomplished, and to use and to practice the things that God has given us, like you're saying. You know, like connections, confessions, honoring God. Like, so your finances are not so good. So the change game and ability is to honor God with your substance. To keep strong, we go to the Father in our personal relationship. We connect as we're led by God and we receive the heavenly words with a willing heart. You know, everything's there. Like even in the scriptures, it's just there. What to do, you know, what to say. And looking at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he was led by the Spirit of God. He didn't have to get any teachings right. He was the teaching. And we are the living epistles known and read of all men. Our life should be an open book of signs, miracles and wonders, the love of God, the wisdom of God, you know, working and energized in us. And so, you know, we just need to stay with God and we just need to stay saying what he says. You know, the way we change everything, even feelings and emotions, you know, they can be very, very strong when we're going through a challenging time. Not that we want to focus on it, but the way that we do come out of that and rise above it is faith comes by hearing. So when we're speaking the heavenly words, we're being energized by God and we're hearing the words from our own mouth and we believe our words more than we believe anybody else's words, right? So, you know, we can... There's two sides we can go. We can go the this world's reality or God's kingdom reality. And like Sandgate wonderfully taught that we are the heavenly Congress. No Congress, they get together, they make the rules, they determine what's going to happen. And God's given us that game-changing ability with our heavenly words and authority. So we have great authority. And we need to remember who we are. You know, we need to realize that, you know, we are the brightness of his glory and that when we speak, our words are light. They just shrivel and run off the devils, run off. It changes the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere. It changes when we speak in tongues, the atmosphere changes. You know, I remember going into pubs and it being a rough pub. I remember going there with my minister at the time. And he said, just speak in tongues. And we speak in tongues. You see that atmosphere soften. You know, we are the lights of this world. You know, the devils see light when they see us. They run. They're scared. And they're even more scared when they know who we know who we are. They know if you know who you are or not in Christ. And many different situations in ministering when it comes to casting out devils and you know, amongst people that we've met when I traveled in Europe, many devils were cast out. They screamed out. I remember being in the park with Sandgate when we was in France and, Sandgate was ministering to someone and I'm ministering to somebody else quite a distance away, but this guy screamed out like it was you can tell it was a devil spirit, just screamed out and this guy had deliverance and the woman that I was ministering to, her leg grew out. So devils screamed out and legs grew out. Because we have that authority. That's who we are. We're naturally spiritual. You know, we're not naturally carnal anymore. The game has changed. And so, you know, we got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We can speak in tongues. We can interpret tongues. We can bring forth a word of prophecy. We can get that word of knowledge, word of wisdom. We can discern spirits. We can bring to pass faith, miracles, and healings as God is energizing and is. So we change the game by our declaration, our confession, and also taking action upon the things that God puts in our hearts that we execute it. Devils run away. They're under our feet. They're afraid of you. And we got to recognize this, you know, we got to recognize that we are a force to be reckoned with because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we determine how the outcome's going to be with God. When we take God at his word, when we allow God to give us the words, then we can change the situation with God. He's energizing it. He's leading it, but he needs our will, you know, our heart to him to bring him in on the situation, to acknowledge him in all our ways. And then we can take that authority at his direction. We don't make any moves without his prompting. When we listen to God, we start to recognize his voice more and more and more. And I encourage you, you know, the ones that are left on air and the ones that listen to it afterwards, you know, start recognizing the voice of God. Father, help me to recognize when you're really speaking. And he gives you this knowing, you can't miss it. And the more I practice going to God and giving certain things to him, things in the day, things that may have been hanging around, lingering in situations, you know, and I haven't really given it to God. As soon as I give it to God, the solution, the direction, the words to speak about it come. And taking authority, I will not put up with what's going on. And I rebuke this right now. I take authority over this negative situation and I speak life and light. And yes, you can rebuke devil spirits right where you are. Even if it's something going on the other side of the world, you've got that authority with God. There's no time, distance or space. It's like you're there on the other side of the world when you start to declare devils no. And so like you are super conquerors. You already conquered. We live from the place of triumph now. And there's nothing that will overwhelm you when you set your eyes back to God. And then you just be still, drop what you think you should do and receive the heavenly direction, inspirational thoughts and ideas. He gives you his thoughts. He gives you his wisdom. He gives you his ideas. A word, a thought comes to your mind. And then you act upon that. You know, Father, what do I do? And then you'll just know it all. It's not that we've got to sit and wait for the next step. As we move, then it's revealed. As they move through to the water, Egypt, you know, the children of Israel, the waters parted. They had to take the move. And so God needs our, not only our confession, but our action. And that we don't, stay stagnant. We don't freeze in fear. And, but we just say, no, I'm not taking this situation. And then, no, make yourself known. Make yourself known. Listen, I'm a son of God. I will not put up with any darkness negative that will try to trespass upon my ground. This is holy ground where I stand because I have the power and presence of God within me and around me. And so you make these declarations and people know. People know there's something different about you. People know there's a light in you. They just can't put their finger on it. You know, I've had lots of people say to me over the years, there's something different about it. I just can't put my finger on it. It's special, but I just don't know what it is. And I used to think, yeah, I'm really special, like, you know, carnally. But then I recognize it was spiritual. You know, people looked at me when I had no money and thought I had loads of money. And they used to say, you've got loads. And I used to say, no, I haven't. I've hardly got anything, you know, but they seen the prosperity within me. But it was God's light. It was God's. We're a magnet to success. We're a magnet to the blessings of God. It's ours. It's all ours. We're a magnet to laborers. We're a magnet to financial success. We're a magnet to victory. All the good things that God says we are, we're a magnet to it. And when we recognize it, then we can start drawing it. So it's like God has given all things into your hands. He's given you authority. So he's saying, now you use your authority. He's given you the word. So he says, now speak forth those words. He's given you the direction. He says, now you take the action. And it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about what I'm even saying now. Like, this is the truth of it. As we walk with God, we start to learn that he's with us. He's given us wisdom through the practice. Through the years also, we gain wisdom. But it's through his wonderful spiritual wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ that we get it. And we can ask him for wisdom. And he makes us wiser than our enemies. So we're way ahead of the game. If we don't think we are, then we ain't. But I believe we are, and I know we are, and I am. And so God will put you a step ahead of anyone that is walking carnally. You know, anything in this world, any devil spirit, they're under your feet. You are far superior. So I would encourage you, use your authority. You know, Ephel's arm, you doubly heal up quicker than natural time. because you are healed by his stripes. And this is the expectation. We need to raise our expectation because God is raising our faith. And this year, 2024, is going to be the most amazing year. Yeah, it's already began. Maybe began a little bit slow. Maybe began with some little things that we haven't liked. But it doesn't matter because there's greatness coming. You know, there's greatness coming. All those things are designed to get us to look to those things rather than look to God. So, like, everyone's going to be in India. Every need is going to be met. You're going to have more abundance than you think when you go. You don't just think about getting the Pacific amount for a flight or just to pay for the hotel bills. You're going to have an abundance. You're going to go to be a blessing. And you expect that from God. He wants you to expect that from him. And he's got the ways to deliver it directly to you. And you don't even have to think about it. Just show up. There's plenty of times I went to go to Norway and someone sent me some money and it didn't clear. And I just went, and they told me how much they sent. I just went to the ATM. It wasn't in my bank. And I didn't have an overdraft facility. And I said, God, I need that money. You just make it happen somehow. And I drew that money out. And it wasn't even credited in there. And then somehow it got covered. And then the timestamp of that delivery, because the person that sent me the money checked it. And I drew that money out before it was even delivered in the bank with no overdraft. No, and they don't give no overdraft facilities in my bank. So it was like for me and the account that I got. So because I didn't want it. So God just can do the spectacular. We was talking the other day about when we was talking about Danny's van and, Brother Lawrence. You know, he was taking Bibles into Russia and the whole engine of his car had melted and he was still driving. And then so when it finally stopped, they looked at his engine. It was just a whole molded engine melted into each other, but he was still driving it. Soon as he recognized it was just a mount of metal molded in and melted in together, then it was no longer able to function. So we don't look at the things. We look to God. We don't look at the problem. So God really wants you now, if there's any situations that you've got that you may not have mentioned to anyone and you want to keep it private and you're still not finding the solution, you just say, Father, I thank you that I've got the solution. I thank you that you are delivering that to me very quickly now and that you're not hanging around. So I thank you that I'm going to receive the answers and the solution to this situation. I know you've got the provision already provided for me. And this is our language. We got to speak like it's already done, not like it's going to be done. It's already done. It's already provided for. So now when we speak that way, Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you've received those things and you shall manifest those things. Mark 11:22-24, read it. No, say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. The problems, the obstacles, you tell it to get out of your way. And you are the mountain in front of that mountain. It's not a mountain to you. You're bigger than that. God gets you over it, through it, around it. It is, you are the problem to the problem. You know, that problem is scared of you. And so God will take care of everything like he did for Jesus Christ, even to the getting money in the fish's mouth to pay the taxes for him and the people with him. So God will take care of everything. And you don't have any other thought. Don't allow any other thought to come in to try and get you to think any different. You know, we think that way when we look to the carnal again. So we take our eyes off the problem and we put it onto God, and then God takes care of the problems. And we don't know how he does it because our eyes are on him, right? So he's taking care of it without us even seeing that. So God is really, really with us. He loves you dearly. He's with you. You have a great rest of your day, evening, night. Have a great weekend. And yes, stay connected. Use those connections. Like, God has given us connections to use. And those connections are very powerful because it's Holy Spirit, wall to wall, where two agree, there is God in the midst, and there's nothing that he won't do. So if you need praying for, if you need encouragement, you know, pray together too. Like, this praying is very powerful. Like I've been praying every morning so much, like God's, and I said to God, what do I pray for next? And I'm speaking in tongues and bang, and then I know what to pray for. So, you know, there's no limits with God. There really is no limits, only the limits that we put there. But they're not from God, those limits, because all things are possible with him. And he can work in so many ways that will blow our cookie. And I'm beginning to learn these things. And so I thank all of you for coming on. It's been a wonderful, wonderful night. I did share a little bit longer because Sakina was going to try and get back on. She's got a mother-in-law come back home from the hospice, and but the nurse turned up, so she's got to deal with that. So anyway, as you've seen, she came on, but I know that she will send her love. Other people will send their love as well, Marie and Becky and all those guys. And but God is at work. He really is at work. It doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. Doesn't matter if you don't think that you're going to get the things. You're going to get the things that God wants you to have. He's really has supplied in great abundance. We've seen how we can do things. We've heard the testimony. Even Jason testimony was a great testimony. You know, about that out of the blue money. He didn't have to sit around and worry all to the time that he actually went on the trip. Am I going to have enough just to do it? Our God is a God of abundance. He's not El Cheapo. He's El Shaddai, like I keep saying, like I love that. So God is really with us, and he is taking care, excuse me, he's taking care, and he wants you to be blessed, he wants you to be encouraged, he wants you to stay focused.